This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What if you could combine sports, instant gratification, maybe make a little money while you're at it, and never have to leave the comfort of your own home? Generally speaking, you can't bet online in this country. What you can do, though, is pick your favorite players, set up a fantasy team where your win-loss record is based on how those players do, not their teams, and then make some money that way. 41 million people play fantasy sports in the U.S. and Canada. Call it a different kind of national pastime, I guess. Nigel Eccles is the CEO of the daily fantasy sports company FanDuel. Nigel, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
For the uninitiated, tell me exactly what it is that FanDuel does.
FanDuel's a daily fantasy sports site and app where you can play and win in fantasy sports leagues that last just one day.
Play and win is a polite way to say bet, yes?
No, it's like fantasy sports. It's a game of skill. So you compete with other people in drafting teams. But yes, there is real money to be won.
How much real money?
So last year we paid out over $500 million in prizes, about $550 million in prizes.
So who are your users? I mean, are they all nickel and diming it, or are there big money players? Or, I mean, who's the crowd?
There's a huge range. So in the fourth quarter last year, we had over 1 million paying users. Everyone from somebody who comes in to play maybe once or twice during the football season, or game started $1, up to people that are just avid fans that play maybe hundreds of leagues every day. We've got the huge range. And the game is great like that because some people love sports, they love basketball, but they're never going to be committed enough to play a season-long fantasy basketball league. And with this, you're just committing to one evening.
Are you intrinsically a fantasy sports fan, or is it the business side of it that does it for you?
So when I started, I wasn't. It was the business side that really got us going. But since then, I've become a pretty big fan.
Yeah, so tell us the origin story, because it's pretty interesting. I mean, you were on a plane flipping through the Anti-Gambling Act or whatever it is.
So there was kind of two parts to it. You know, one part was we originally had an online prediction game called HubDub. This is around 2009, and that wasn't working. So we really had to come up with something else. One of the things I looked at was the Unlawful Internet Gaming Enforcement Act 2006, which basically specified fantasy sports. And we looked at it and said, you know, there's nothing that says that fantasy sports has to last 6 months. It could last one day. When we started, everybody said the best day of the year was the draft, and kind of the worst day, you know, probably like week four, week five, whenever their team, they realized that they were never going to win. And so we thought, how do we make every day the best day? And how do we avoid that problem of drafting lousy players?
And you guys take a slice of the daily entry fee or the season entry fee or whatever it is, and that's your profit margin?
Yes. So we typically pay out about 90% of the entry fees and prizes. And so the remaining 10% is a commission to us.
I was surprised to read, I will confess that I was surprised to read, that the NBA is actually partnering with you. I mean, they want to be in on this action.
Yes. The NBA is a partner. They're also an investor. So it actually was very straightforward when we met with the NBA. We showed them what fantasy basketball was doing for consumption of basketball. We showed that when somebody became a fantasy basketball player, they went from watching 4 games a week to watching 7 games a week.
Huh.
And when you realize that we have 500,000 fantasy basketball players, they were suddenly saying, wow, this is actually driving consumption.
Hmm. Talk to me for a second about college basketball and March Madness. Do you guys play in that at all?
So we do, yeah, we do college sports, college football, college basketball. It's not as big as the professional sports. The challenge is that people know their colleges, and they know the colleges support. Probably most of them don't know the players as well as they do the professional sports. And particularly with basketball, you get one and done.
It's hard
to get time to know that player. And so that's where fantasy is more challenging for the college sports.
Nigel Eccles, he's the founder and CEO of a company called FanDuel. Nigel, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.